Tuesday, September 12th. Started the day with the joint breakfast meeting of cabinet and GOP leadership. President turned the breakfast over to McGregor, who gave a general outline and pitch on the status of the campaign, plans for direct mail concentrated on the key states, voter registration activities, volunteer program, and all that sort of stuff. Bob Dole gave a quick pitch on the Watergate and the need to go on the offensive. Bill Brock talked about the youth program, the plan now to shift to a major campus effort for canvas registration and mock elections. President said on rallies and candidate appearances to be sure to get kids in, and made the comment that those clowns who want to make the International Olympic Commission like the United Nations are terrible, that one UN is too much. Colson gave a darn good pitch on the polls and the need to attack rather than defend. Then Mel Laird followed up on that, making the point that the McGovern program is before us now and that we should attack it. We should use his statements as his program. Don't mix defense with attack. Orchestrate the attack with backup material, not necessarily a speech or a press conference, but available as a background to support the attack. Get the story across on television. No one reads long newspaper stories. You need a few catchy phrases to get the minute on television. Give the impression of McGovern on the defensive, in trouble. Build the charges on what McGovern would do. Make him answer our charges. Each department should be able to do a background book like Laird has on the military spying. We should provide McGovern the opportunity to answer us each week. Plan the attack. Kleindienst then spoke on the Watergate, said the indictments will be coming down Friday, that the data and the investigation will be put out to obviate the whitewash, and only the people who were indicted were involved, no one in the White House or 1701. The president said regarding the attack that some people are better on the positive line, but even they can avoid a defensive position. The purpose is to make points, not to help the press. Don't respond to an attack. Shift to our issue. Our issues are national defense, foreign policy, and the economy on a negative basis. Hit him on the taxes, welfare, and spending. Rogers then said on Vietnam to quote McGovern, make the audience listen to what he has said regarding the veto at the UN. We finally showed strength, which we needed to do. Hugh Scott hit the reshuffling of income, plan to soak the rich, which will leave the poor dripping wet. Ford said the Democrats want to keep Congress in session because, one, they have no program, and so they're vulnerable and don't want to be caught on it. Two, they want to avoid McGovern. Three, they want the chance to investigate, so they'll stay until October 7th and maybe longer. Vice President, after all this discussion of attacks, said he felt like the guy who had sold his stock before the boom, that now that he's forsworn rhetoric, he made a warning regarding the attack enthusiasm that we should be sure to qualify to avoid distortion on the resurgence of patriotism and the Olympics, and on the media, get the opportunity to appear on an unedited basis and avoid extrapolation and getting taken out of context. The president closed, saying that we'd try to have one more meeting like this the 1st of October, that we should lay out what we can do, not just what we have done. Then he referred to Mrs. Eisenhower's quote about the need for four more years. Build the idea of finishing the job, one, on respect for law. This is important deep down to the new majority, the appointment of judges and backing our law officers. Second, on peace, we've only opened the door regarding China and so forth. These things could turn to disaster. Look at the Olympics, the committee judges, and so on. Our success so far is from strength and firmness. That's the only way to continue. Hit McGovern on his testing the friendship line. They're out to win, we must be too. Third, on arms control, new negotiations start, SALT II. Put it personally, which man do you want at the table? Don't overlook the small states in the Senate and the Congress. And don't keep repeating appearances in the big states. Then he made the point that this is his 10th national campaign, And since this is his last campaign, he hopes to make it the best. And that ended it on a large cheer note. He had Colson and me in for a long session later this morning on general politics following up the breakfast meeting. He says he's changed his view on Shriver, that instead of ignoring him, we should make him a liability and start cracking him by lower-level people. Wonders about getting F. Lee Bailey in as associate counsel in our Watergate lawsuits to try and stir up some publicity. Wants me to hit the writers on Laird's point that every item has to have one grabber, the quotable phrase. Wants to get American flags on all our people and on the bumper strips. Give the flag out to wear on the lapel. We got into the discussion of the idea of a Kleindienst special review board. Wants me to talk to him about that. That is to whitewash the, or to overcome the whitewash charges on the Watergate investigation. Wants Buchanan to write a major foreign policy speech for the vice president, have Haig provide input, and looking to the next 4 years, which man do you want on the other side of the table? Liberally quoting both Nixon and McGovern. He's concerned about the girls' scheduling, wants to get them into Seroptimus and women's clubs and that kind of thing, as well as the Kiwanis type stuff. Had some ideas on redoing the White House after the election, as far as the family dining room, redoing his bedroom, and so forth. Talked a little about the need for money to some of the senatorial campaigns. Later in the day, got into some more of the same kind of thing on the need for a more creative approach to direct mail. And on the helicopter to Camp David, got into a schedule discussion, toying with follow-up things from the RNC reception. For instance, they want him to do the new sports arena in Atlanta on October 14th, which he doesn't want to do because he competes with a hockey game, maybe do the new airport in Kansas City, wants to do a couple of small towns, wants a study listing all the cities that he's visited or never visited of over 100,000, thinks maybe he ought to go to Oklahoma because of the Senate seat on the way back from California, or maybe Indiana with a big crowd at Monument Circle. Wants to be sure we're hitting McGovern and Shriver with ads whenever they appear. Wants to use visuals for the vice president's foreign policy speech. Thinks we now need a basic plan for the last 2 weeks and then build around it. His thought is to do Monday night in California, a national fireside chat, church Sunday in California, a big final event Saturday night maybe. Late in the campaign, motorcade New York. Earlier do Chicago and Atlanta, Westchester and Nassau. Likes the idea of trying a new approach to motorcades, putting the VIP cars and so on in front of the president. And we had a lot of sort of general talk about that kind of thing. After we got to Camp David, he had Pat McKee and me come over for dinner. And we continued the schedule discussion primarily. Left early, end of September 12th.